This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as this day dawns and calls us to our labors, we ask you, enable us to gladly do the work to which you beckon us. May we do it as servants of Christ, doing your will from our hearts. Give us work till our life shall end. Give us life until our work is done. Amen. Amen. Happy Labor Day weekend. Part of that prayer I just read on one of our pilgrimages, I don't even know what the cemetery was, but we were just meandering through, and I saw these lines on a tombstone, and they struck me, and I wrote them down. I think it is a wonderful prayer. God, give me work till my life shall end, and life till my work is done. Can't ask for much more than that. Well, I got good news and bad news today. The bad news is you have some extra work that you will need to do a little later in our service because we are doing our parish survey leading to our strategic planning. We did this 10 years ago, even before I was here, and we begin the process today. The good news is that means you get a shorter sermon today. I was doing my research for my sermon that I usually end up reflecting upon when I'm in that holy place called the gym. And I got one of these special deals where I could go to a new gym and they'd throw in working with a personal trainer for a bit. So I said, well, why not? So I started going there for a while. And here I am thinking about this sermon. And I was doing one of the machines, one of those rowing kind of machines, and I sense this presence that is there. And I look up, and there is this lady with a twinkle in her eye, and I could surmise a bit that perhaps her intentions weren't exactly of the purest thought. And she said, my girlfriend's over there, and I are having a bet. And we're having a bet about what you do for a living. She said, I said you're a salesman. She said, what are you? Now, I was trying to think of some clever response. And I thought, first of all, well, yeah, I'm a salesman. I sell life insurance. But then I thought a little more, well, it's really not just about what happens after we die, it's about what happens now. So I was just about to say, well, I sell wellness policies. But none of that was coming to my lips, and she's starting to look at me like, who is this weird guy that doesn't even know what he does for a living? So what came out of my mouth, I just burst it out, I'm an Episcopal priest. With that, she jumps back, her face gets all ashen. And if you're here today, lady, I'm sorry. But she said, oh, Father, I am so sorry. And I went on with my workout. But it caused me to start on this reflection of, well, who are we? And what are we called to be, and what are we called to do? We need to understand that. This is Favorite Hymn Sunday. You know what your favorite hymn is? Look at the words to that hymn, and it tells a lot about you, of who you are. Now, in the gospel today, Jesus tells us and does a lot that helps us understand who we are and what we're called to be. This is a very interesting gospel. Go back two chapters in Mark's gospel, and in chapter 5, do you remember the story of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue, who's got a child sick at home? And he wants Jesus to come. Jairus begs Jesus to come and heal. And on the way to Jairus' house, he meets the woman who's got the hemorrhages, and he heals her. She touches his cloak, and then he ends up at Jairus' house, and he ends up healing the child there. Remember that? Well, fast forward to this one. You have another person who comes forward, kneels at Jesus' feet, begs him to do some healing. Not a leader of the synagogue, not even a Jew, but a Syro-Phoenician woman, a Gentile. There's a point with Jesus going to this region, Gentile country. He is blowing away boundaries. He is starting to get into a part of his ministry where he's saying, you thought the kingdom and the call of the kingdom was like this big? No, it's this big. Then you get to this and you think it's this big? No, it's this big. And it keeps expanding and expanding because he wants us to understand that there are no boundaries, that all are welcome. Everyone. Now, not only is she a Gentile, but she is a woman. And you remember, like the woman at the well, this was not something that you were supposed to approach a rabbi, a woman, let alone a Gentile, and talk to the rabbi. So, we got this going on. Now, notice in these two healing stories in this gospel, the person who is healed does not ask for anything. The healing is asked on their behalf by somebody else. It is the mother who begs for the healing for the daughter. And we have this nebulous, they brought this man who was deaf and dumb to Jesus and begged him to heal him. So, one of the takeaways today is we are called to pray for each other. We are called to be prayer intercessors. We are called to recognize and to share the incredible healing that takes place when we pray one for another. That's a tremendous call that we are given. And it happens here all the time. How many of you have had those own healings take place in your own life, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual? The miracles that have taken place year after year in that altar when the daughters of the king are over there with the prayer warriors we have in this church. Who can deny the miracle that we are experiencing in our midst with Evan Eastham? Who would have thought that that young man would be able to walk again, and now they are talking a complete reversal and healing? Tell me that intercessory prayer doesn't work. That's the point number one. Who we are prayers for each other. Now we move to that second story, and this is even more interesting. Do you notice in that first story, you know, when Jairus wanted the healing, Jesus had to go to the house for a Jew. Here is a Gentile. Jesus doesn't even go to the house. She's healed. Just like that. No touch, no communication, no physical proximity. Now look at the other one. Jesus is all over the guy who's deaf and dumb. My gosh, he touches him. He spits and puts his spit on the guy's tongue. Yuck. Isn't that gross? But you've got a contrast here between no touch whatsoever and complete touch over here. It is almost as if Mark wants to say, you think the boundaries are like this? No, they're even bigger than that, because Jesus is going to do whatever that person needs and bring them exactly what they need in the way that they need it. So we too are called. Who are we? We are called to be a people of compassion and mercy. Those first two readings we heard today, it beats us over the head. If we can't have mercy and compassion, then we're missing the whole boat. So we are called to do that as well. That's who we are. A couple other things in this reading. It says that Jesus left Tyre, and he's on his way home, and he goes by way of the Decapolis, the 10 cities. Now, if you look at the geography here, Tyre is like located here. Jesus' home is down south. The Decapolis is up north of there. He goes exactly the wrong direction. He does it deliberately. He goes more into the Gentile country. But Mark is making the point through Jesus that, again, he is continuing to widen the boundaries of who is invited and who is welcome. There's one other thing that perhaps you might not have caught in this story. In the second healing, this particular man, who could not speak or hear for probably his entire life, suddenly can. Now, can you imagine if that happened to you, and suddenly you can talk and you can hear? And what does Jesus say? Don't tell anybody. Can you imagine what that would be like? Now, what's the guy going to do? He can speak and hear now. He's going to speak. What's the first thing that somebody's going to ask him? What happened? You couldn't speak or hear before. How can you do this? And what's he going to say? This guy right here did it. So I think there's a point being made here that the news is so good, it has to be shared. Who are we? We are sharers of the good news. So if we need reverse psychology, don't tell anybody what's going on in your life. Don't tell anybody that you are here this Sunday because in some way Jesus is an important part of your life. Don't tell anybody about Evan Eastham and what has transpired in that family and the miracles after miracles they have experienced. Don't tell anybody like an Evelyn Weicker who chose her favorite hymn because God has continued to guide her for 76 years. Don't tell anybody that your favorite song is On Eagle's Wings because you feel that that's the way God lifts you up. There is an incredible opportunity that God gives us as the boundaries continue to widen and widen because his mercy and compassion is for all people. That's who we are called to be. That's truly who we are in the wellness business now. Let's take that to prayer.